We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's Jenna Cameron, Jen Ritchie. It is 94 WIP. And I got to tell you, Hound Dog really is a great, song for Howard. I don't even quite know what Hound Dog truly is about, but Howard's probably a hound dog. For more, we turn to the King, who's brought to us by Fingers, Wings, and other things. We talk all the time about their boneless wings, but they've also got all these other things. Phenomenal food. Check out their new Impossible plant-based items. Great stuff. Fingers, Wings, and other things in Conshohocken. The King, Howard Eskin. How you doing, King?
I'm just doing great, but you don't know about a lot of things that you talk about. So, I mean, it just...
You know what?
Put that in perspective.
You know what? So says the guy who's been talking out his arse for 40 years on the radio. You know what I'm saying, Howard?
That's right. And it's all coming out.
That's right. I'm talking about you. All right, Howard, let's talk about the draft. Are you hearing anything? I mean, you pick up stuff from people. Are you hearing anything about where the Eagles might go here?
You know, let's just lay it out for really what it is. All this stuff you hear is nonsense. Hmm. It's total BS. Everybody trying to rope-a-dope the other guy. Yeah, I'm not going to do that. So the other team doesn't trade ahead of them. It's all nonsense.
All right, well, Howard, let's get to this, because here's something we certainly
have heard. The draft doesn't start for the Eagles until probably 7. And because everything else in front of it doesn't make
Yeah, I get that. But let me ask you this, Howard, because something we've heard a lot about for about the last year, but really picking up steam in the last couple of months, is Jeffrey Lurie's involvement, what many would call over-involvement in football operations. How big a problem do you think this is?
Well, they did win a Super Bowl.
I know, but is it real, Howard?
Is it an issue?
Does he have his hands all over the roster?
No, I don't think he's got his hands all over the roster. I think he wants to have input. He has input. Howie Roseman lets him have some input. But from what I understand, Jalen Reagor was all Howie Roseman. So did Jeffrey like it? But Jeffrey only knows what his scouts or what Howie tells him. Mm-hmm. So, you know, he'll look at a player, but I don't know that he will go overboard. Jalen Hurts, I believe, was Howie, from what I understand, where Jeffrey Lurie was really okay with it because they wanted to get another quarterback. But, yeah, is it good that there's too much involvement? No, it's not good. You just got to let you. But that means that Howie Roseman has to let his draft people, the people that really do a lot of the work, has to allow them more input into who to select. Most of those people did not want Jalen Reagor last year.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got to, and they wanted the obvious that we all knew, even at the time, even the guys that don't know about the draft, that Justin Jefferson was the guy. But here's where the analytics come in. Analytically, Reagor was better because of the multiple things that they felt he could do that Justin Jefferson couldn't do, like kick and punt returns. So that's where that came into it a little bit. You just got to look at the guy's talent and say, can the guy play? Can the guy not play? Is the guy too slow or not too slow? And they were both had speed. So, but you got to let the other people that really do a lot of the work, and they do have some good people in there that do a lot of the work, have more input in your final decision.
Howard, do you think the what do you make of the recent article on NFL.com that ranked general managers in the NFL on their draft record, and they ranked Howie 21st out of 23? You think they got it right?
Well, based on what they've done, yes. Yeah, I do think they – and it's based on the draft, right?
Yeah.
They're rating the general managers based on the draft.
Yeah.
You know who I would put into that mix, but he's not considered a general manager?
Bill?
Bill Belichick.
Yeah, Kraft had some pretty strong words recently about Belichick's drafting.
Well,
I was
shocked. 18th in that list for what it's worth.
I was shocked, though.
Oh, he is 18th?
Yeah. I was shocked that Kraft said what he said. I thought it was out of line.
He's pretty bad. I mean, last year he selected two tight ends in the third round. And what do they go out and sign as free agents this year? Two starting tight ends. They have failed in so many areas, and they just live off of Tom Brady, who, by the way, was the third sixth-round pick, so it's not exactly like they had this guy figured out. Oh, yeah, we're smarter than everybody else. They had three sixth-round picks that year, and Brady was the third of all those. So they're living on that. They haven't had – Bill Belichick has not had a lot of good drafts. So when you really break it down – I don't know that he's any better than Howie Roseman, but Howie Roseman has to get better. The drafts have to get better, or they're in real trouble.
All right, Howard, a lot of other issues here to get to across various sports. Let's start with the NBA and players sitting out. What do you do? If you're the league, what do you do?
What do I do? I reduce the number of games. That's what I do. And I don't have an all – and this is just this year. I don't have an all-star game when players need rest. Because it's all about the problem when sports, and it goes right down to the college level, it's all about the money. They don't care about the pandemic. They don't care about the players. They don't care about the fans. They care about their money. And they certainly don't care about the players. The All-Star game was a disgrace to have an All-Star game when guys didn't have enough time in the offseason. You notice the teams that went far last year aren't doing as well, whether it's injuries or whatever, because they don't have enough time. They didn't have enough time off. You need less games. And then that brilliant commissioner who's a total fraud, Adam Silver, a total fraud, tells teams, oh, you can't rest guys with a national TV game. Well, the Nets, they really followed that, didn't they?
Yep.
But what he did when they postponed the game in Minnesota on Monday, rather than come back and do it again when they know the Nets have a big game against the Sixers. It was supposed to be a big game. It was a nothing game. It was irrelevant. When they know that, and then they schedule a game the day before, is that fair to the Nets? Say, well, yeah, you're going to do that to us? Yeah, well, then we're not playing a lot of our guys. But you got to have less games. So then you don't have to have all these games, the three games in four nights, the back-to-backs. But let's also call it for what it is. These players in today's game, they run the game. They're too soft. They're so soft. Back 10 years ago, ask Doc Rivers how many, and I might one of these days. Hey, Doc, didn't you play a lot of back-to-back games?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Did you whine about it? Mm-hmm. Sixers are the only team I heard whine about it. They got the Lakers at the end of their road trip. They got Utah on the end of their road trip playing a lot of games. Did they complain when they lost to the Sixers? No. You just got to move on, and you got to play players. But now that people and teams are starting to do it, they're all going to do it. It's a freight train that can't stop unless you reduce the number of games in a season.
Howard, how likely is it that Doc and Daryl Morey's patience is wearing thin with Ben Simmons and they'll look to move him this offseason?
Well, I think they'll look to move him, but they won't tell you that. If they don't go deep into the playoffs, and believe it or not, they're only the third favorite to win the East. I understand Brooklyn being the favorite, but they're behind Milwaukee, and they're plus 475. That's a big number. And so obviously somebody in gambling is, if it was that easy, everybody would win. But I think that they have to, because the biggest problem is, and Doc Rivers is really an enabler. Oh, yeah, Ben, you guys worry too much about him scoring. He's a facilitator, and he's not the defensive player of the year, as he professes and Doc Rivers professes. He started him on Kyrie Irving the other night. He took him off of him after Kyrie Irving made him look silly.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's better when he's 5 inches taller than the other guy, but sometimes it's a detriment. Yeah. Kyrie Irving is lightning quick.
Yeah, he really is.
No chance. So they took him off him. Bradley Beal, they took him off him. You know, if you got a defensive player of the year, you play the other team's best guard. And that's it. And you live with the results.
Howard, to the Phils.
They're enablers. But they got to get rid of
them. I agree they've enabled. Howard, to the Phils. Has Joe Girardi been a disappointment as a Phillies manager?
No, it's not. And I've always maintained this. Managers can only lose games. And I don't know of a game that Joe Girardi lost. You know, Gabe Kapler, who's the 8-4 Gabe Kapler with the San Francisco Giants, crazy. Gabe Kapler lost games. And there are managers that lose games, but I don't think Joe Girardi's lost any games. This team and you guys and everybody got carried away after the beginning of the season. It's a long season. They had flaws. They're inconsistent offensively. Bullpen's better, but the starting pitching, there was a reason Aaron Nola was only a 13.5 over-under for wins this year. And I don't know what it was, but he's good. There's no question he's good. Zach Wheeler's good. But they're not going to win every game. And then your 4-5 are not that good. Your leadoff hitter, boy, he does look old, doesn't he? And he's such a good guy. Yep. He's such a good guy, but he looks old. And you can't just blame it on center field. That's one spot in the lineup. You know, there's other players that just aren't getting it done. Sometimes, and when they were scoring, it was only in spurts during a game. So they have some flaws offensively. And their starting pitching has flaws. Obviously, the bench, but I don't know that anybody's bench is that great. But I'm not going to blame Joe Girardi. Now, I don't like all his responses after the game. But, you know, in the world that we live in now, it's all about cliches and protection of everybody on your team. And it's not that bad. And everything's going to be okay.
Yeah, he's good at that.
That's fine. But what he does during the game now, you know, not remembering, you know, the situation when he goes to visit the mound, that's
bad.
But that didn't lose him the game.
What do you expect from?
No, I'm not disappointed. I'm not disappointed in Joe Girardi because I don't think it's his fault.
What do you expect from Mickey Moniak in center field?
Well, I'm hoping that at least one of their first round picks, you know, and Bohm was a first round pick. At least another one will have some success because they've been a complete failure. Their farm system is a disgrace. I'm hoping he does all right. I expect him to be better than what people think he will be.
Yeah, me too.
But I think it's going to be tough. Going to be tough at the beginning because Roman Quinn's a stiff. But you can't just. I heard you guys talking about. I guess it was yesterday. You can just get rid of him. But if you do, he's got no options left. So then you got to designate him for assignment. And if somebody else wants him, you know, in the world, if a team's got a strong enough bench, you use him for.
Hey, look! If you lose Roman Quinn. You lose Roman Quinn. I've seen enough.
I get it, but right now they're not ready to lose him as
well.
A player.
I am.
Well, yeah. I mean, he stinks. he stinks.
Right there you
but,
go.
But they don't have anything else. And Kingery's got to straighten himself out. I'm almost positive the minor league team played a game yesterday and another game today against the Yankees farm system, and I didn't get any word yet on how he did, but he's not much better. And if he gets a little bit better. Then he comes up. But, you know, give Mickey Moniak a chance. Just remember, Odubel Herrera, besides the real issue, and don't put yourself in that position for a guy that's not going to be here after this year or even most of this year, even if he came up, he's not Mickey Mantle. He's just – he's not that good.
No, he's not.
And so let's get over that. But I'm hoping Moniak does well. I guess he can't do any worse.
No, it wouldn't be possible. Howard, stay well, stay safe, man, and we'll talk to you next week. Thanks, Howard.
You too. Joe, just make sure that the water is warm in the bathtub so you don't catch a cold.
Well, it is in the beginning, and then it gets cold, and then you just fill it back up again. Even you, genius, could figure that one out.
Well, you play with the rubber ducky a little bit too long. That's the problem.
Howard, I'm going to refrain from answering that question. Thank you, Howard.
Right.
There he is.
Thanks, Howard.
Yeah, and I'm in the midst of a good book right now. Good book, you tell the world. Good book. All right, Twitter poll question of the day brought to us by the casino at Delaware Park. You can book daily fee golf at White Clay Creek Country Club, located on the grounds of Delaware Park. Lottery agent for the Delaware Lottery. You must be 21 to play. Today's question, which position do you most want to see the Eagles target with the 12th pick of the first round of the draft? Four choices. We put them in alphabetical order. A, cornerback. B, defensive lineman. C, offensive lineman. D, wide receiver. You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. Do you agree with John's assertion that the Eagles should, and I don't agree with this, stay away from wide receiver with pick 12? Let's go to the phones. JR's with us. What's up, JR?
Going on, fellas. How you guys? How you doing today?
Doing great, JR.
Doing good, man. All right, let's get started with this, man. First of all, we're talking not named quarterback. The two best players to me in the draft, not named quarterback, are Pitts and Surtain. And they're both going to be off.
That's high praise, man. You go Surtain that high. Wow.
They're both coming off the board in the top 10. I got Surtain going to Dallas, which I'm a diehard. And I got Pitts probably going in the top 5.
Well, you know, you do bring up a good point. We haven't talked about it, JR. There's no way the Cowboys are drafting one of the Alabama wide receivers. They already have 3. That would be absurd. So, they are a real possibility to scoop up Surtain.
He's going 10 to Cal to Dallas. There's no way. We have the top offense in the league, in the NFC. Like with Dak staying healthy, that's a high-powered offense there. There's no way.
Well, hold on a second. Did you apply Did you apply the term, the pronoun we, during a sentence about the Dallas Cowboys? Just come clean.
I did. I'm a diehard.
Okay. All right. Well, you're a loser.
I heard that.
Okay. I just want to make sure.
Well, he said he was a diehard a minute ago.
Cowboys?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't.
I didn't hear that.
JR, you got to understand. A lot of what is said, I just choose not to listen to, especially when a Cowboys fan calls it. I have a sixth sense to this thing.
Yeah. We're talking football here. Forget what team I like.
You know what, JR? I hope you draft another wide receiver. Go for it. Have all the toys in the world and know what to do. What's it called? Block and tackle.
Yeah. But
football's about the basics.
Eagles need to go quarterback. They need to go cornerback. They need help on their defense to me.
Yeah,
My whole family, outside of me and my mother, are Eagle fans. So it's great during football season.
But, boy. All right, JR, give me what you got here. Something you dread.
I think something that everyone dreads in their life is getting out of bed in the morning.
An interesting answer.
Yes and no.
Yes and no. Yes.
Because the alternative is not great, right?
It's a yes and no. Sometimes you do. I would say a better answer would have been the alarm clock. I think that's different.
Yeah.
That would have been pretty good.
Sound is so
John
grating.
Oh, it's brutal. I woke up today early. I don't know why. Like 7 a.m. Feeling great.
Wow.
It was really awesome. Odd. I cleaned my apartment this morning.
Wow.
It was awesome.
That's cool, man.
Yeah. Like I don't know why, but I just woke up like ready to go for the day. Let's go to Steve in Williamstown. Steve, you're on WIP.
Hey guys, how are you today?
Doing well, Steve.
So I don't know if you guys watched the Flyers game last night, but that move that Claude Giroux put on the Pittsburgh goalie to deke him to score in the shootout was something of beauty.
That was unbelievable, man.
Oh, my God. And he made it look so easy and effortless, too.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, listen, sometimes they can come up with some very nifty moves on those shootouts.
I agree.
As opposed to me, who couldn't even skate. Forget the move. I couldn't take a first step.
So another thing that I want to say that you guys, since day one, have just gelled into such a cohesive unit as a show that it's a real privilege to listen to you guys every single day and hear each your individual unique takes that you all bring.
Wow.
And just thank you guys very much for what you do day in and day out.
Thank you very much.
Much appreciated.
Joe, I sincerely hope you lose today, beat the Hammer, though.
Oh, man.
Me too.
Why do you do that?
Yeah.
Why do you do me dirty like that?
Because that's the sacrificial lamb to bring joy to everybody else.
Steve, let me ask you. ask you a question. We're going to set you back 2,000 years ago. You are in the Roman Colosseum.
Yes.
And Maximus is in front of you. Mm-hmm. Are you rooting for Maximus to win, or the other guy to win?
No.
Come on. Now think about it. I mean, you get an entertainer like Maximus or the Hammer. Who comes in ready to? How are you not entertained? Now, why are you rooting for the other guy?
I'm rooting for the lion.
Yeah, why are you rooting for the lion?
If I'm on the floor of the Coliseum, I'm running like hell.
All right, Steve, give me what you got here. Something people dread.
going to the dentist.
It's a tremendous answer. All right, Massive Steve. Stay well, man. And thanks for the kind words, Steve. We appreciate it, for
you
sure.
You don't hear Maximus giving you
shut his hole!
No.
Run!
No.
That's what you do! That is damn impressive!
It really is. Let me see the old record. Let's say 153-22. That is such a robust combination of numbers. I mean, when you get to 153.
Yeah. Wow.
That's what I'm talking about.
Wow.
Round 12-10.
Yeah,
round 12-10 today. One of those celebrations likely to occur. Let's go to Joe right now. Joseph, you're on WIP.
Hey, good morning. You guys are great, man.
Thanks, Joe.
Dredge, too, but I'll get to them later. I think Richie's right as far as a wide receiver, but I don't care who they draft. They got to draft guys that can play. They got a one, a two, two threes, and a four this year, right? They need four guys that can play.
They need – listen, this team needs like five dudes from a crop of 11. They need five that can play. They don't all have to flourish year one. But, you know, two, 3 years from now, we got to be able to say the Eagles drafted five guys that are playing for the Eagles, really playing. Not backups,
that's
really
great.
Playing.
Exactly. I can't think of a year.
Guys, well, four guys, hoping for four, that can make a difference.
I mean, think of it this way, man. Jason Kelce, sixth round, Trent Cole, Wilbert Montgomery. I mean, you know, they need guys, not just in the first and second round. They need dudes that can step in and play, and it is Howie Roseman's job to get that done.
Yeah, I honestly don't have much faith in him. I mean, his track record is not.
Yeah, it's hard to right now. I mean, he's in a terrible slump of drafting. It's been awful.
It's been a lifelong slump, pretty much, except for maybe 1 year. But
all right, Joe, give me something people dread in life.
Well, the first dread is I hate Cowboy fans to say we.
All right.
You throw up in my mouth.
All right. I'll write down.
I had two daughters who went to Penn State.
Yep.
I dreaded the phone call from up there because it's a four-hour ride, and you would hate to think they have to wait 4 hours for me or my wife to show up and take care of the situation up there, whatever it may be.
Yeah, if a little trouble happens.
The call from Penn State was my dread.
Plus, it's a very straight ride, Joe. It really could fall asleep kind of ride straight. I mean, give me a curve on that road sometime. You know what I'm saying?
I hear you.
All right, Joe. Appreciate it, man. John, I saw one time driving out to Penn. First off, it is the straightest road. It's just straight. I saw a deer kill that was the most horrific thing. I swear, it must have been five deer.
I think that's something you dread.
John?
The deer.
I've told you before.
Coming to get you.
I'm afraid of the antler coming through my neck. I've always been afraid of that. It's one of the odd fears. But I saw a deer one time that I'm telling
you. Exploded.
Dude, it went for a quarter of a mile. It must have been on a truck dragging.
Yeah.
It was blood everywhere. Sorry.
Grizzly.
Sorry if anybody's eating breakfast right now. Yeah. Joe to Cameron, John Ritchie, 215-592-9494. Hey, up ahead, we get inside the Phils. They get a new series tonight against the Cardinals, resetting their rotation. We'll lay that out. Also, the Sixers with a tough stretch up ahead as well against some really good teams. And the possibility, and yes, I'll use the word, the possibility of Kawhi Leonard playing tonight against the 76ers. We'll discuss that next in addition to everything with the Eagles on 94 WIP. Hey, we've all had the dream. Of course, the game, bottom of the ninth, bases loaded. Well, on FanDuel Sportsbook, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, you get more than one shot to swing for the fences because FanDuel is letting you place your first bet risk-free. That's right, risk-free. That's right. New users can get up to $1,000 back in site credit if your first bet doesn't win, and it only gets better from there. Once you have an account, you'll also have access to same-game parlay insurance all season long. That's up to $25 back in site credit each day if your same-game parlay bet falls just one leg short. That way, you can combine multiple baseball bets for an even bigger win. With FanDuel Sportsbook, America's number one sportsbook, the app's simple to use. They've got great odds on all different betting markets, unique fun bet types like same-game parlays, and always-on promotions to let you get more action out of every game day. And when you win, they get you your winnings fast in as little as 24 hours. With FanDuel Sportsbook, the official partner of 94WIP, download the FanDuel Sportsbook app to sign up using promo code HAMMER. Promo code HAMMER to bet baseball or, frankly, any of these sports. Promo code HAMMER gets you the best deals with FanDuel Sportsbook.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.